Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that will be listening on the phone, on the radio, and later on the recording, Sabbath blessing everyone on this beautiful Sabbath, November 4th, 2017. This is our review, lesson 235, a new chapter, chapter 51, entitled The Light of Life. Our opening hymn is entitled, Jesus, the Light of the World. See the bright and morning star, Jesus, the light of the world. He has risen in our hearts, Jesus, the light of the world. Walk in the light, beautiful light, come where His love and His mercy are bright. Shine all around us by day and by night, Jesus, the light of the world. He's the lamp that lights our way, Jesus, the light of the world. Step by step and day by day, Jesus, the light of the world. Walk in the light, beautiful light, come where His love and His mercy are bright. Shine all around us by day and by night, Jesus, the light of the world. No more darkness, no more night, Jesus, the light of the world. He will shine forever bright, Jesus, the light of the world. Walk in the light, beautiful light, come where His love and His mercy are bright. Shine all around us by day and by night, Jesus, the light of the world. Jesus, the light of the world. Amen. If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to open with prayer, bubble up.
Thank you for everything, Lord. Lord, I hope that you won't forgive us and guide us to what we're have to do. Lord, I pray that this Sabbath day is going to be a special Sabbath in your precious and holy name. Amen.
Amen. Our opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of John, chapter 8, verse 12, from the King James Version, and it reads, Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommy and daddy, and also our guests, we will begin our new lesson entitled The Light of Life. Your study book, Desire of Ages. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the following verses, bubble up.
Blessings, everyone. John chapter 1, verse 4. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. John chapter 1, verse 5. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not.
John 1, 9. And that was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. John 9, 5. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world.
Sabbath blessing, everyone. Sabbath blessing, Daddy. Continuing the reading, 2 Peter 1:19. We have also more sure words of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shine in dark place, until the day of dawn, the day dawn, and the day star rise in your heart. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6, King James Version. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our heart to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus. Amen.
In the face of Jesus Christ. Today, dear ones, we will cover pages 463 through 464. Welcome to all that are just joining us. We are in the Desire of Ages, page 463. Babla.
Desire of Ages, page 463. Then spake Jesus again unto me, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Desire of Ages, page 463, paragraph 1. When he spoke these words, Jesus was in the court of the temple, especially connected with the services of the Feast of Tabernacles. In the center of this court rose two lofty standards, supporting lampstands of great size. Next slide, please. After the evening sacrifice, all the lamps were kindled, shedding their light over Jerusalem. This ceremony was in commemoration of the pillar of light that guided Israel in the desert, and was also regarded as pointing to the coming of the Messiah. At evening, when the lamps were lighted, the court was a scene of great rejoicing. Gray-haired men, the priests of the temple, and the rulers of the people, united in the festive dances to the sound of instrumental music and the chants of the Levites. Desire of Ages, page 463, paragraph 2.
Amen. Good job. Question, boys and girls. What did Jesus speak again unto them, saying? And where was he when he spoke these words? If you know the answer to these questions, dear one, blah, blah.
I am.
The light of God.
The world.
I am the light of the world of God.
Ethan, that's not what it's saying. He that followeth.
Huh?
He that followeth.
Over right here?
No. He that followeth.
He that followeth.
Me.
Me.
Shall not
do.
Mm-mm. Walk in darkness.
Me shall not do walk in darkness.
But shall
do.
Have the light of life.
The light of life.
And Jesus. Was in
the court
of the temple especially.
Amen. So let's learn our first beautiful scripture song together, dear ones, and this one is taken from the book of John chapter 1 verses 1 through 5 from the King James Version.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word
beginning was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not, comprehended it not. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. John chapter 1, 1 through 4.
Amen.
In the illumination of Jerusalem, the people expressed their hope of the Messiah's coming to shed his light upon Israel. But to Jesus, the scene had a wider meaning. As the radiant lamps of the temple lighted up all about them, so Christ, the source of spiritual light, illumines the darkness of the world. Yet the symbol was imperfect. The great light which his own hand had set in the heavens were a truer representation of the glory of his mission. Desire of Ages, page 463, paragraph 3, and on the slide it says, John 1:14, King James Version, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And on the next slide is a picture, and it says, and with the words it says, Jesus, the light of the world.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddy, and also our guests. What did the people express in the illumination of Jerusalem? And what wider meaning did these scenes have to Jesus? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is the people expressed their hope. The people
expressed
their hope of the Messiah's
coming
to shed his light.
Light.
Upon Israel.
Illumines.
The darkness.
Of the world.
Amen.
Amen. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. We are in Desire of Ages, page 463. Babala.
It was morning. The sun had just risen about the Mount of Olives, and its rays fell with dazzling brightness on the marble palaces and lighted up the gold of the temple walls. Then Jesus, pointing to it, said, I am the light of the world. Desire of Ages, page 463, paragraph 4. And on the slide is Malachi 4:2, King James Version. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and he shall go forth and go up as calves of the stall. Amen. I am the light.
Amen. Well done, everyone. Question, boys and girls. What was the description of that morning sun rising above the Mount of Olives in the temple? And what did our Savior say, pointing to it? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
Rays fell with dazzling brightness on the marble palaces and lighted up the gold of the temple walls. And Jesus pointing to it, said, I am the light of the world.
Desire of Ages, page 164. By one who listened to these words, they were long afterward re-echoed in that sublime passage. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. John 1:4-9. And on the top side it says, In him was life, and the life was the light of man, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. John 1:4-5, Jesus Christ is the light, and the light shines in the darkness. In the bottom, in the circle, it says, that was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. John 1:9. Next slide, please.
The savage is 4:64, continuing. And long after Jesus had ascended to heaven, Peter also right under the illumination of divine spirit, recall the symbol that Christ has used. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well, and ye take heed, as unto the light that shineth in dark places, unto the day of dawn, and the day star rise in your heart. 2 Peter 1:19, Desire Ages 4:64, paragraph 1. Amen.
Amen. Question, boys and girls. Why did Peter write under the illuminations of the divine spirit as he recalled the symbol Christ had used? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, Pabala.
The answer is, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in the dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts.
Amen.
Amen. So let's learn another scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of 1 John. But if any one of the dear brethren, little ones of mommy, or even our guests, know the scripture song, you are free to bubble up. And if it's not, then I will sing it after you. The scripture song goes like this. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all our sin. But if we walk in the light, but if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all our sin. But if we walk in the light. We are in Desire of Ages, page 464. Babala.
Desire of Ages, page 464. In the manifestation of God to his people, light had ever been a symbol of his presence. As the Creator were in the beginning, light had some that shone out of darkness. Light had been enshrouded in the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by light, meaning the vast armies of Israel.
Continuing to read it, Isaiah 4:64. Light blazed with powerful grandeur about the Lord on Mount Sinai. Amen. Light rested over the mercy seat in the tabernacle. Amen. Light filled the temple of Solomon at his dedication. Light shone in the hills of Bethlehem, when the angel brought message of the redemption to the watching shepherds. Desire of Ages 4:64, paragraph 2. Amen.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls. What has light ever been in the manifestation of God to his people? And what was said of the creative word in the beginning? If you know the answer to the questions, dear one, Babala.
The answer is, light had ever been a symbol of his presence, and light had shone out of darkness. And continuing, Desire of Ages, page 464. God is light, and in the words, I am the light of the world, Christ declared his oneness with God and his relation to the whole human family. It was he who at the beginning had caused the light to shine out of darkness. 2 Corinthians 4:6. On the slide it says, God is the light. God is light. 1 John 1:5, King James Version. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. And continuing on the slide, it says, Jesus is the light of the world. Again, therefore, Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall by no means walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John chapter 8, verse 12. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, had shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16, James Version. He is the light of sun and moon and star. He was the spiritual light that in symbol and type and prophecy had shone upon Israel. But not to the Jewish nation alone was the light given. As the sunbeams penetrate to the remotest corners of the earth, so does the light of the Son of Righteousness shine upon every soul. Desire of Ages, page 464, paragraph 3. And on this slide it says, the sun, moon, and stars, and it shows a picture of each of them. It also shows a picture of the 490 years, which is the 70-week prophecy. And it also shows there, arise, shine, for the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1, King James Version. Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, King James Version. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven.
Amen. Well done, everyone. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and also our guests. What is God in the words, I am the light of the world? And what has Christ declared in these words? And what is he the light of in the heavens as well as was in spiritual light upon Israel? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is, God is light, and Christ declared his oneness with God and his relation to the whole human family. It was he who at the beginning had caused the light to shine out of darkness, and he is the light of the sun and moon and star. He was a spiritual light that in symbol and type and prophecy had shown upon Israel. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord, and praise the Lord for that as well. So let's learn our last beautiful hymn together, dear ones, entitled When Love Shines In, and it's going to be sung by our dear brother Josh.
Jesus comes with power to glorify when love shines in. Every life that woke and saddened when love shines in. Love will teach us how to pray. Love will drive the gloom away. Turn our darkness into day when love shines in. When love shines in. When love shines in. How the heart is tuned to singing when love shines in. When love shines in. When love shines in. Joy and peace to others bringing when love shines in. How the world will grow with beauty when love shines in. And the heart rejoice in duty when love shines in. Trials may be sanctified, and the soul in peace abide. Life will all be glorified when love shines in. When love shines in. When love shines in. How the heart is turned to sing when love shines in. When love shines in. When love shines in. Joy and peace to others ringing when love shines in. Darkest sorrow will go brighter when love shines in. And the heaviest burden lighter when love shines in. 'Tis the glory that will throw light to show us where to go. Oh, the heart shall blessing know when love shines in. When love shines in. When love shines in. How the heart is turned to singing when love shines in. When love shines in. When love shines in. Joy and peace to others bringing love shines in. We may have unfading splendor when love shines in. And a friendship true and tender when love shines in. Werner's victory shall be won, and our life in heaven begun. There will be no need of sun when love shines in. When love shines in. When love shines in. How the heart is turned to singing when love shines in. When love shines in. When love shines in. Joy and peace to others bringing when love shines in.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, dear ones, we have come to the ending of our review. And this is the time we ask all the precious little one to come very close, because it's story time. And our dear brother Dick will continue with our lesson review for today.
And girls, it's story time. And our story is today in doing good and blessing others. God anointed or especially blessed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Acts 10:38. Jesus helped those that Satan hurt. Christ wrought or did miracle after miracle when he was on this earth. Healing somebody without drugs or medicine is called a miracle. In this work, he showed what God can do for afflicted bodies and souls. An afflicted body is a sick body. An afflicted soul is someone who is tempted by the devil. He is constantly ministering to others. That means he's helping others, improving every opportunity, offered him. Even in his childhood, he spoke words of comfort and tenderness to the young and old. He was an example of what all children may strive or try to be. In his words and actions, he manifested or showed tender sympathy for all. His companionship, or his presence, was a healing, soothing balm, or like a medicine to the disheartened and depressed. Those are discouraged people. He possesses patience, which nothing can ruffle. He possessed patience which nothing can ruffle. Jesus was more patient than anybody you or I know. And truthfulness, which would not be turned aside. He would not tell a lie. His willing hands and feet were ever ready to serve others and lighten the burdens of his parents. How can you lighten Mama's burdens? By helping her instead of leaving her to do things for you. You pick up your own toys and put your own clothes away. Be careful to follow the example of Jesus, as the sunflower is constantly turning its open blossom to the sun. So let your heart, your thoughts, ever turn to Jesus, the Son of Righteousness. Do not make self his center and your wishes first. In other words, don't be selfish. Seek the good of others. Study to be a blessing to them and to glorify your Creator. To glorify Jesus means to make him happy by obeying him. All around us are heard the wails or the cries of a world's sorrow. We hear people crying because of sadness. On every hand are the needy and the distressed. You know any poor people? They're in need, and they are distressed. It is ours to aid in relieving and softening life's hardships and misery. Do you know what a hardship is? Some people have to walk to work and may not have the money to pay for things they need. Some people Some people may not have enough to eat. Maybe you can give them a ride or give them something to eat. The wants of the soul, only the love of Christ can satisfy. If Christ is abiding or living in the heart, in us, our hearts will be full of divine sympathy. We will have the kindness and sympathy of Jesus. The sealed fountain of earnestness, Christ-like love, will be unsealed. In other words, we will show love to others, like Jesus did. There are many from whom hope has departed. Bring back the sunshine to them. Many have lost their courage. Pray for these souls. Bring them to Jesus. Tell them that there is a balm in Gilead and a physician there.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear Brother Dave. We have come to the end of our review, dear ones. Next week, we will continue with part 2 of our lesson entitled The Light of Life in our study book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the little ones, mommy or daddy, or even our guests would like to close with prayer, Babala.
If we could all kneel and bow our heads and our hearts and come humbly before our Godhead. Our righteous and heavenly Father, as we come before you to give you all honor and praises, Lord Jesus, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for bringing us safely through another week. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to meet again in fellowship on your blessed Sabbath day. Dear Father, thank you for the lessons that we learned today, dear Father God. May you send your Holy Spirit to be among us so that these lessons may not be lost, dear Father God, but may we hold them in our hearts, dear Father, and be not just a light in our household, but a light to others that we come across, not letting our light shine, but the light of heaven, dear Father, your light shine from us, dear Father God, I pray, so that we can water others, dear Father, according to your perfect will. Lord, I pray that you forgive us for our sins and our iniquities and our shortcomings, anything that we have done in this body, known and unknown. I pray that you be with each and every one of us that are here, dear Father God. And for those that are listening over the phones and for those that will be listening at a later time, Lord, also I pray for all the brethren that are not here present with us today. May you send your Holy Spirit to encamp with them and please guide them through whatever situation that they are going through, whether it's a spiritual, financial, emotional, anything, dear Father God, that is keeping them away from your glory. Please, Lord, help them to remember it's your Sabbath day and that wherever they are, whomever they are, so that we are to be keeping it holy, dear Father, according to your perfect will. Lord, once again, please be with each and every one of us. Guide us. Send your Holy Spirit. Please be with the speakers for the rest of this day, dear Father God. Let your hand be upon us all as we are watered and be watered, as we edify one another. In your Son Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
In your Son Jesus' name I pray. Stand in agreement with thee, dear sister. Well, dear ones, we will, by God's grace, continue with part 2 of chapter 51, The Light of the World. I hope and pray that you all were blessed. And I'm just going to hand the mic to our dear brother Bob. God bless each and every one of you. May the Lord keep you during this blessed Sabbath.